Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the late, great, the immortal Buddy Holly bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Dr. Freda Brown is here. Freda is has 2 degrees in psychology, including a PhD. She's a guest lecturer for the MBA program at Columbia University, author of the new book, The Essential Roadmap, Navigating Family Enterprise Sustainability in a Changing World. Say that 3 times real fast. Freda, thank you for being here. You got a website?
Yes, the name of the website is relative-solutions.com.
All right.
Relative, we work with Relative Solutions.
There you go.
Yeah.
Relative-solutions.com. Mm-hmm. And Freddie, yep. So you work with family businesses and help them sort out their some of the issues, right?
Yeah, exactly. Figure out a way to evolve.
What are you hearing from them today, these days, right now, yesterday? What are you hearing from them?
Oh, goodness. What I hear is a certain amount of anxiety because, of course, they're feeling like it's sort of an uncertain world. They've planned for risk in other kinds of ways, but all of a sudden they feel like in some ways the floor is taken out from under them. But what I also hear, Jim, is a tremendous amount within 2 days after having the floor is taken out from underneath me, is a tremendous amount of creativity and figuring out how to deal with what's going on, even though it's uncertain. And so they're doing things like bringing their employees together, being transparent, direct, communicating about what's going on, and also bringing them into the solution, like how do we get through this together, rather than some of what you might see on a larger corporate level where there isn't so much of an involvement of employees. Sometimes you do get it, but that's more unusual. And the other thing that they're doing is that they're involving their family in the sense of, let's think about this. How are we going to manage this as a family so that we can get through this and get to the other side? So right. The ability to be nimble, the ability to be really thoughtful and to have a sense of innovative and creative and willingness to involve people in the solution. Really important during this.
One of the things that I would like to encourage the older members of the companies, people with white hair like mine, which is not premature, is to stand up in front of the group and talk about perspective. You know, back after 2008 happened, I could tell my employees were getting a little bit nervous. They didn't know what was going to happen. People were getting laid off everywhere. And I just got them together. Now, these are raw millennials. These were the day before a few weeks earlier, if I tried to talk to them about my past, they would look at me like, when's he ever going to stop this? Oh, I can't believe, let me go back to work. Mm-hmm. You know, but when I sat down to them to talk to them about my perspective, about having been through a few of these things before, they listened, and it helped them when I said, guys, I don't know where we're going, but I do know where I've been, and I made it through that. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to call on what I used to get through the last thing to get through this next thing, and that's all I can tell you. And you know what? They went back to work, and it was like they were settled down. And I think that's important right now. This is where the graybeards can come in, so to speak.
The wisdom. Yeah.
The wisdom. It's the perspective.
The wisdom. Yeah, right. Perspective and wisdom is really important. And I think I also am a gray-haired person. So I find, too, that people are asking for that because they've never been through it before. So if you've never had the experience, you don't really have a sense of, am I going to get through this on the other side? So hearing a person in a family talk about, there is another side. I did it. I'm here. I not only did it, but I came out better on the other side. I managed to surmount it. So that's a really important thing for young people to hear, that there have been mistakes before. There not only have been mistakes, but there's been uncertainty and downswings, and we've come out of it. This one may, and sometimes they'll say, well, this one's worse. Yeah, well, it may feel worse. Everyone, this is the way I felt when I was in 2008, you know, the bottom was falling out. But we got through it. So I think it's one of the times that gray hair really counts.
Well, the thing that we also need to point out is that you talked about this is the worst one. Well, you know what? This is what will get you ready for the next one. And I know sometimes it doesn't help people, but I tell them, you know what? I know none of us like this, but this is what's going to get us ready for the next one, because there will be a next one, and it very well may be worse. But I think it's also good for them to see someone who's been around a while to not be panicking right now and to say, yeah, this is bad, but you know what? We're alive. We can continue to work. We've got the blessings of being able to continue to work. Let's mount a defense on that. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Right. Now, I think that one of the things that I always talk about is having a calm presence. And I think that one of the ways you lead is by being centered and having a sense of we can manage this, and giving that communication to the people around you, whether they're employees, your own family, is an extremely important thing. And I think people who have lived through difficulties and have come through on the other side have a way of being able to do that. They can live in their own skin, and they can say, yeah, this is bad. There may be other bads that come our way, but we can manage this. There's a way that we can do this. And that presence, that sense of, this is possible, even though you may feel anxious yourself. I mean, certainly, right. I'm sure there are moments. I mean, I feel like sometimes running out the door.
We have to also get across to these young folks in our family businesses. This too will pass. This isn't going to last forever. I need your website one more time, Freda.
relative-solutions.com.
All right.
Freda.
Brown, Dr. Freda Brown. Come back soon, Freda. Thank you for being here.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.